Hey, Elon, I think you're insane. Not a big fan of the U.S. becoming some sort of oligarchy under you. But that being said, while you're on a search and destroy mission, would you mind eliminating funding for the public library for me? Just gut them SOBs of every federal dollar they get. It's one of the most feckless government outlays that seems to fly under the radar of most conservatives. Why, in the modern era, am I forced to pay for books so other people can check them out for free? Besides, libraries are so dirty and smelly. How hard is it to keep them clean?
I blame the government.
So what are some of my biggest beefs with the library? I'm glad you ask. First, librarians are top-shelf turds. Mean, nasty, spiteful little people. Do all librarians have to take a hateful test to get hired? Second, they are L-A-Z-Y lazy. Good Lord, they stand around and wait to check out books, and they still act like they're exasperated. How is that even possible? Third, why is it that libraries are only open during normal business hours? Do they want me to quit my job to read? I mean, I'd love to do that, but not necessarily feasible. Who's going to pay for those stupid books if it isn't the taxes on my earned income? Fourth, what the f*** is up with library sales? The government steals my tax dollars from me to force me to fill that library with books. Then, when they determine they want to blow more money on new books, they sell the old books that I paid for back to me. Haven't I already paid for them once? And finally, librarians are some of the dumbest people I have ever met in my entire life. The few times I've been in search of a rare book, they never even know how to find it. What are they doing in college for 4 years if they are less helpful than I am to myself? I've always considered librarians to be the lifeguards of literacy. You know what I mean. Check a book out for free, but keep it one day past checkout and we're going to fine you into poverty. Don't breathe, it might be too loud. Kids can come in and scream their heads off, but how dare you ask a question? We'll give you the stink eye and consider you Loudy McLouder Pants. Loosen up a bit. Put the whistle down.
Just chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up, eat a moon pie.
I was once asked to leave the library for typing too loud. Didn't I buy this keyboard? Seems like I'm living out the movie Idiocracy every day of my life. And hey, if you manage to eliminate library funding, I'll let Trump grab me by the pussy every day.
Grab him by the pussy?
Just move me into the White House right next to you, Elon. And every morning, Trump can just walk right on by and give me a big old squeeze on his way to the Oval Office. And I'll be standing there with a smile on my face and proud to know that libraries have been stripped of federal funding. Heck, I'll even give you, your goon squad, Trump, and his entire cabinet a lap dance. Well, except for this guy. Not sure he understands the no hands policy. And hey, if you don't have time for it, I bet RFK Jr. will take care of it for me if you mention that whole lap dance thing. If you know, you know. So how big of a cesspool is the public library system? Glad you asked. Taxpayer dollars fund 12,000 public, academic, government, and special libraries across the country. So how much are they wasting? Well, according to the American Library Association, the majority of federal library funds are distributed through the Institute of Museum and Library Services to each state through the Library Services and Technology Act. The Innovative Approaches to Literacy grant program from the U.S. Department of Education supports school libraries. Now, hold up right there. Right off the bat, doesn't that seem duplicative? Kids have access to books in their school library. Kids are in school all day, 5 days a week, for like 9 months of the year. So if this is about keeping books in the hands of kids for literacy advancement, why do we have libraries that kids can't get to? Because they can't drive. You know, I really don't care about adults, but if you do... Hello, what about the internet? Americans have access to more content to read and learn than they will ever have time to complete. And don't worry about the kids. Dolly Parton has been sending kids free books for years. She's got this covered. Yes, I have more faith in a country music singer in a bouffant wig to improve childhood literacy than my own government. So back to those numbers. Different grants and programs are spread across 5 subcommittees. The last year we have complete data for, 2023, we spent a lot. If you total all these numbers up, the total is more than $44.5 million. But let me remind you that that's tallied in thousands, so we got to multiply it by that, and then you get this number, $44.5 billion. Yes, you heard that correct, $44.5 billion with a B for public libraries. While I'd love to see that get slashed, I'd be thrilled just eliminating funding for this one line item that funds state library agencies. Right there, that's more than $211 million. And if you tally up that one line item for state library agencies, that comes to more than $2 billion in just a little over a decade. How is no one talking about this? Now, I'm not sure you'd care for that whole lap dance thing I mentioned earlier as a motivating factor. I always figured your quest to have a bazillion kids was you overcompensating for something. Hey, it's America. Let your pride flag fly high. And that whole love-hate thing you got going on with Peter Thiel, that's really just some sexual chemistry there, isn't it? We both know. Anywho, if you get this whole strip the libraries of funding thing done for me, instead of a lap dance, I'll promise to stop making fun of your alleged hair plugs. For at least a week. Okay, a month. Trump gets to grab me by the pussy, and I won't mock you. It's a win-win situation. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.